This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my secrets of adulthood is that often, when we give ourselves limits, we give ourselves freedom. That's one of the mottos of the upholder tendency. And it's also true, and often remarked, that even for people who aren't upholders, when we give ourselves limits, we often spark creativity. It just doesn't seem like this would be true, but it turns out that it is true. For instance, a lot of listeners loved the Try This at Home to Write a Haiku that Elizabeth and I talked about in episode 117. Having to follow that strict structure of syllables in a 5-7-5 pattern unleashes new thoughts, and it's surprisingly fun to have to figure out how to make it work. And I recently learned another example of how limits can spark creativity. In television, a bottle episode is an episode that's meant to cost as little as possible. So to keep expenses down, the episode is written to use only the regular cast. It's set in a single location, and if possible, the main standing set, and has no fancy effects. Often, a bottle episode is an episode that's made cheaply in order to make more room in the budget for another episode to be made more expensively. So for a bottle episode, choices are quite constrained. But it turns out that the people who make TV often rise to this challenge. I love the television show Friends, and I read that on Friends, the success of their bottle episode, The One Where No One's Ready, in season 3, inspired the show to create at least one bottle episode in each season. Now, if you know your Friends, that's the episode where Ross tries to get everyone ready to leave together for a fancy work event at his museum. They all need to change to put on their nicest outfits, and they need to get going, but they're all distracted by their own concerns. Joey and Chandler fight over who can sit in a particular chair. In fun fact, Joey talks about going commando, which it turns out really established that term in the popular vocabulary. Monica obsesses hilariously over a voicemail she left for her ex-boyfriend Richard, and Rachel and Phoebe are trying to figure out what to wear. Only the 6 friends appear in the episode. We don't even see Gunther, and they never leave the apartment. To give you a flavor of how funny this episode is, here's a quick clip of Monica talking about being breezy in a voicemail.
I called him.
Oh.
Yes. Well, I got his machine and I left a message. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because, you know, it was like a casual breezy message. It was breezy. Oh, God, what if it wasn't breezy?
Well, how could it not be breezy? No, because you're in such a breezy place.
You know, I got it. I will play my message for you guys, and you can tell me if it's breezy enough.
But, Monica, how are you going to do that?
I know the code to his answering machine.
Okay, Mom, I really don't think this is the... Okay, you're dialing. You are dialing.
Is she crazy?
Like a straw.
Remember crazy straws?
Hi, this is Richard. Please leave a message at the tone.
You have 2 new messages.
Wow, what a cool job.
You have two new messages. Please pass the pie.
This episode is terrific. It's hilarious. And it's a great example of something that people often say and is really true, even though it may seem counterintuitive. Imagination is often better served by constraint than freedom. I love the way G.K. Chesterton put it. Art is limitation. The essence of every picture is the frame. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.